B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger Maserati on a Tuesday. We have a fully loaded show here as we're transitioning from the midday. We got Maz in the Maz chair. We got Big Jim Murray setting up in the update studios. Stu and Lanny behind the glass. We come to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Dorchester.
We broadcast Maz on 98.5 on the FM dial here in Boston.
I've heard that.
That's terrestrial radio. We simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Catch us anytime on the app. The 98.5 The Sports Hub app, tremendous little product. Go to your app store, download that puppy. The stream comes right up. They have all the replays. They do all the shows in a nutshell, which just give you the highlights.
I own that app.
Which can be hard to do at sometimes, but so they just encapsulate in like a half hour. That's Felger Maz in a nutshell, all that stuff. So there's your reset there as we clear the decks, wipe off our keyboards. This transition sucks. The 90-second crossover just absolutely blows.
The worst.
On a daily basis. They build the new studio with two control rooms so we could have a nice long thing, and then it's worse than it was before.
Yeah, no, but we never used the second one.
Let's start off talking basketball. What do you think?
Let's.
Did you watch last night?
Yeah, basically.
Five straight for the Golden State Warriors in the finals. Is that a good or a bad thing? Is that a good or a bad thing for basketball?
It's bad. Of course it's bad.
Thing for the NBA?
It's bad.
It's good.
No, ultimately you want a little bit of variety in there. I mean, I think generally speaking, I believe that dynasties are good. There's a little bit of a wrinkle with this Golden State team because Durant's out right now, and they've won the last five games without him. So that's a nice little wrinkle to the story. But I think people get tired of seeing the same teams over and over again. Yes.
Yeah.
If it was
Golden State Cleveland again, that was getting old. But Golden State, like I think that dynasties are good for sports. With Golden State, the thing that's interesting there is that they've gone from kind of lovable, I think, nationally to extremely hateable, unless you're from Oakland or the Bay Area and you've been rooting for this team for most of your life, or at least through this run. So now you want to see them get knocked off. Now they've become the villain. And maybe that changes this year because you're going to have a new team coming out of the East. I think it's good. And even if they've become detestable, they do play a beautiful brand of basketball.
Did you watch?
Last night? In and out.
Yeah, how could you? Why would you watch?
It was exactly.
Because there's really no competition for them.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bark at you.
In the West. But look, maybe the Bucks or the Raptors end up giving them a series. Maybe.
But this is my point. A 3-0 series? That's a hard watch.
It is, yeah.
I had a hard time watching Bruins Hurricanes by the time it got to the end, to be honest with you.
Agreed. That last game was brutal.
And that's my team and a thing I got to cover. And even there.
No, you have to know that it means something.
I'm bouncing off the walls. Never mind neutral site basketball that's 3-0. It's horrible for the league, I think. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to bark at you, Murray. I'm not, I'm just saying, it's like, so I ask you guys, did you watch that last night? I'll answer it myself. No. No. I didn't watch that. Why would I watch that? There's nothing to glean there. There's nothing to gain. And so there's nothing to gain from the Warriors. Five straight NBA finals. No, that's not good for the league. And it wasn't good for the league when Jordan did it 6 times in 8 years. It wasn't good for the league when the Celtics did it 10 straight years in the 50s into the 60s. It wasn't great in the 80s when the Lakers did it 8 of 10 years. That wasn't good. But at least, I'll say this, at least in the 80s, Maz, at least in the 80s, there was the occasional Sixers. There was the occasional Houston Rockets. Not that that helped anything. There was the occasional Pistons. You know, there was a little bit of variety there. It felt like Celtics Lakers every year, but it really wasn't. It was what, 4 of the 10 years?
Yeah, was it even? It was.
Was it 4 or 5?
I think it was 3. But go ahead.
No. Oh, 3 head to head. No. Yeah. You're right. 3 head to head. You're right. I'm sorry.
84, 85, 87. That was it.
You're right. So, there was a little more variety than it just felt like at the time. This every single year, and now it's not like the teams are getting closer in the West. It's getting further away.
That's what it feels like to me. Like the gap out there is the teams in the West are going the other direction.
It's getting less competitive. The Rockets could have won it, you know, if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt last year. And it felt like, I don't know, it feels like the gap is growing bigger, not shorter. How is that good?
It's not good. And again, look, you know, to me, I in part blame the players because they love to join hands and create these super teams. And, you know, which is great, I guess, for a little while for them. But I think it takes the fun out of it. I like to see teams that, you know, have a comparable level of talent and then have to fight it out. That's the whole point to me. If you're going to stack the deck in favor of one, what's the point? And I'm sorry, this should tell you plenty. What would they have done to them if Durant were there?
Well, I was going to ask you. Well, that's sort of the next question. Who's the big loser in all of this?
Kevin Durant.
Boy, does he look like a bigger chump by the day as far as I'm concerned. Really. Talk about airlifting into the best team in basketball that does not need you. And this is, we'll get into Maz's thing. It does lead into Maz's thing, but that team does not need him.
If you have watched some of this, especially this series, Draymond Green looks as good as he has in years, and it's no coincidence that he does because Kevin Durant's not on the floor, because he detests him.
And I'm telling you, it just puts the lie to Kevin Durant and what he's done there in Golden State. A total superfluous piece that they do not need. They're still the best team in basketball without him. They're the best team in ball without him.
I'm not convinced.
And this just proves it. Well, go ahead. Why aren't you convinced?
Because I think Milwaukee's got a shot to beat him, and let's see how it shakes out. But I think that Milwaukee has the one thing that Golden State does not, which is a guy who can really dominate the paint at both ends of the floor. And that's something a lot of teams don't have, not just Golden State. But they're built on the perimeter. It's a perimeter team. It's a three-point shooting team. It always has been. And that's okay, because the way they shoot, they can play it that way. They got, again, they have two of the greatest shooters in the history of the league. But I am somewhat eager to see like what it looks like against Giannis. That's the matchup I want now. I've decided that. Because I think Milwaukee's got a better chance of beating them than Toronto does.
Okay, well, I'm not sure Milwaukee's getting past Toronto. Not sure of that.
That's the buck in you talking.
Well, no, that's how I approach it as a fan.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it is. It is. Unlike the people who think they're always going to win and wee pie in the sky, I'm just the opposite. So just so you know, I treat my teams the same way I treat your teams, negatively.
Me too.
Okay. I'm consistent about this. I'm not a green to buck green teamer. I focus on their faults versus their strengths. And I do not think that is a complete team. I think Golden State beats the Bucks in five or six games. I really do. I think they're a much better team. T-E-A-M. And to me, this reflects on Durant. This reflects on Durant. Just drop into the best team in basketball and then pretend like you're the reason. Durant has to go. If Durant wants to save face and, to me, put together any sort of individual legacy, he has to leave. He has to leave and go somewhere else and win there.
Don't you think he's out, though? Don't you think there's almost no chance that he goes back?
I hope for his sake.
But this is all the stuff we knew at the beginning. Like, this is what these guys do now. They all go somewhere to get their title handed to them, and then they can focus on their brand or everything else. It's a joke.
But you understand how much worse this is than what LeBron did? LeBron's degree of difficulty was so much higher than this.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was.
It was, Maz. It was. This is the best team in basketball without Durant. The Heat were not even close without LeBron. So this goes back to the thing. You're still... Let's just reset it. Is Steph Curry a number one talent you can build around to be a championship team?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Just stop.
Nope.
You're wrong.
Nope.
You're wrong.
I might need to see it first.
See what? It's been done.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If they play Milwaukee without Durant, then we'll get our answer.
Why haven't you gotten it to this point?
Why haven't I gotten it to this point?
Correct. When he's already won as the best player and then went to game seven as the best player the next year.
And lost in game seven to the same team that he beat the year before without Kyrie.
Just because you
don't... So the first year they won, and you were on board with this discussion, by the way, the whole idea of can a point guard lead a team to a championship? Then Golden State won, and we all sort of said, well, geez, you know, now we have to sort of swallow that argument.
Yep. But,
except that, you know what? Kyrie got hurt in the series early. So Cleveland lost its best player.
Mass. The next year when they lost, when the Golden State Warriors lost to Cleveland in seven the next year, could that series have gone either way?
It didn't.
So could it have gone either way?
I mean, I could tell you yes, but they lost it, Mike. If you're going to sit here and say to me, but wait a minute. If you're going to sit here and say to me, well, Curry's already won one, so now you're presuming he would have won the second one?
He's won one, And the next year, he gets to the fourth quarter of game seven.
And lost.
And if I'm building a team, I'm saying that is exactly where I want to be. That's exactly what I want. Because Bill Russell doesn't come along every year. And so, yes, not everyone's going to be Tim Duncan and Bill Russell where they win six just because of their... That's if you're telling me Steph Curry, Bill Russell in the 1950s when he's playing against 6'4" centers named Dolph, no. That's not, so he doesn't rise to that level. But in the modern NBA, if he wins a championship one year, then goes to the fourth quarter of game seven the next, I'm going to say that's good enough. I'm going to take that. You're not.
No, I'm not. No.
So we discussed this.
I'm not. Like, this idea of it could have gone the other way. They lost. They were up 3-1, and they lost.
And now
they lost games 5 and 7 at home, and the decisive shot was Kyrie Irving dropping a three in Curry's face.
Okay, and now they're without Durant, and they are steamrolling people. Good teams.
Portland's not a great team.
I said good teams.
Okay, fine. I'll give you good. Lots of good teams.
And they wiped out Houston without Durant.
Durant played the large majority of that series.
Not game six, he didn't, on the road.
Okay. But he got them up 3-2.
So this is what we discussed, Murray. This is what we discussed overnight. And this is the first time we're going to do this, but we're going to have to perform an intervention.
Good luck.
We're going to sit down with Maz. You can already see he's not ready to accept his problems.
Nope, he hasn't. He hasn't reached rock bottom.
He's fighting it. You can still tell. Maz, we care about you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we're doing this.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let us help you.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think you see the problem that you have. This is Murray.
I don't have any problems.
And Boston, or basketball fans, this is going to be our first take intervention. I wish we had come up with this earlier. Like, I wish. I
know. On the Kyrie trade?
After all these years.
Well, that I'm proven right? No, that's not. No, I was going to say Roy Halladay. Like, somewhere in the middle of there, you could have sat and said.
No, we could have used an intervention.
You could have said, Felger, you know, settle down here.
I blame Murray for that.
You're going a little far.
LeBron saw 50 that I was dug in with for game one last year.
Every once in a while, there's a take intervention. The Kyrie thing, I think I might be proven right, ultimately.
Yeah, maybe.
We need a take intervention. Murray, we need to sit Maz down.
It's time.
Tell him we love him. We care about him. This is for your own good.
Uh-huh.
And
we've written out our letters here.
You need help. I think you need help.
Okay, let's see how this goes.
I think you need help.
Okay.
I think there's... You just have this impossible standard, this unrealistic, impossible standard.
I do.
And it's a problem. You have a problem.
I have a very high standard in the NBA. I do.
So it's our first take at, folks. He does not think Steph Curry's good enough to build around as a number one. Whose problem is that? And can you help us? It is a take intervention with Maz at 617-779-0985.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5. The Sports
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bored my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
This take contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Is Steph Curry a number one that you can build around on a championship team?
No, he's not a number one.
So what you do now is you diminish Golden State, even though they won a championship with Steph Curry leading it.
After Kyrie got hurt.
Even though they went to game seven of another NBA Finals with Steph Curry leading it. It's not good. He's not good enough.
Not quite, no.
Curry, long distance, way outside. Puts it in. Steph Curry from downtown.
I just think you're crazy diminishing the Golden State Warriors and the championship they won without Durant and what they're doing right now without Durant. Like, that's not good enough for you?
No.
Curry out of the drive, gets inside, banks it home, tie game.
The thing about Maz and Steph Curry might be the dumbest thing I've heard in my life.
If he's your best player, you're not going to win.
Except they did.
When Kyrie got hurt.
You just can't say you can't build around that guy when they already did it.
Yeah, I need to see more.
To Curry, drills the three, and Golden State goes up by four.
He's the best player on the team right now that's about to go back to the finals, and you're saying you still don't know if you can build around him as a number one.
Correct.
Feels like a you problem as opposed to a real problem.
Probably is a me problem. I'm not sure Dirk was the kind of guy you could build around.
Except,
keep going.
Except they did, and they won it all.
Once.
Now you need multiples to be good enough to build around?
In that league, yeah.
And that'll do it. The Warriors do it again. Another comeback as they defeat the Blazers here in overtime and advance to their fifth consecutive NBA Finals.
The really great players in that league win multiple titles as centerpiece guys.
Okay, what if he does it this year?
And Durant doesn't come back?
Right. You are impossible.
I'd have to think about
that. Natalie, thoughts and prayers.
Let me see what it looks like.
You are impossible.
Let me see what it looks like.
Oh, my God. Boston, someone needs our help. This friend of ours in need. We're staging a take intervention. This is what the show is, Murray? Is that the actual?
Yeah, that's the actual intervention theme. And I've prepared a letter, too, here, Maz.
No. Read it. Go ahead. You see how well I can ignore it.
Dear Tony, we love you dearly, and we're happy to have you here today.
Thanks, Murray.
You've played such a huge role in our lives. Remember when you told us how you were out on Carmelo Anthony?
Of course.
We loved that side of you. You got it. You understood the NBA with that take, and I'll never forget that, and we thank you for that. But if you don't go back on your Steph Curry take today, we're not going to protect you or stick up for you anymore. I'm not going to tell lies to people about you anymore. You're the one person who always told us never to lie, Tony. And if our boss calls and asks why you keep saying this, I'm going to have to tell the truth. If people ask me what's wrong with you, I'm going to tell them the truth. If Jimmy Stewart asks me what's upsetting me, I'm going to tell him the truth. It doesn't have to be this way. You can get help. This is 100% treatable.
We're here because we care about you, Tony.
Oh, I can tell.
Will you accept our offer and go back on your stupid take today? With all our love, Mike and Big Jim.
Mike and Big Jim. Give me a break with that crap.
I mean, you're too dug in on this. You can't honestly believe this.
Well, hold on. It's a take intervention. Mike and Cranston, help us out. Go ahead.
Hey, Tony, do you know what the Warriors' record is when KD plays without Steph?
No, I don't. Tell me.
It's 28-18. What do you think their record is when Steph plays and KD doesn't?
I don't know, but you're going to tell me.
34-4.
Ooh.
Okay? He's the only unanimous MVP ever. Unanimous. The whole league said he was the best player. And then these are his splits from...
From
the last series. Hold on. Let me finish.
Quick.
36 points, 7 assists, 8 boards on 66% shooting. He hadn't missed a free throw in the fourth quarter of a playoff game since 2015.
Yeah, that last stat I love, too. That free throw stat's ridiculous.
Oh, he's one of the great shooters in the history of the league.
But Maz is down on him, yet he's up on Kyrie.
No. Wait a minute. He's
getting defensive.
No. Because again, I'm being misrepresented, and that's not fair. I have told you that with Kyrie, he can't be your best player now. He cannot be the best player on your team and win. I've said that. Kyrie's he's a liability on the defensive end. To be one of those guys, you got to be able to control the game at both ends of the floor.
You also have to be a good teammate.
Yeah.
And I think Steph Curry is a much better teammate. For all of Durant's nonsense, Draymond Green's nonsense, all the drama that's gone on out there, it hasn't derailed them. Like Kyrie derailed it here. It hasn't happened out there. So I'm not telling you that Steph Curry's, you know, Mahatma Gandhi or something, or the, you know,
no, but in that league,
a Nobel Peace
teammate.
Prize winner, but he's functional. No matter what, you know, you can still win at a high level. With Kyrie submarine this thing. Look, man, when you win a championship, go to the fourth quarter of Game 7 the next year, and now lead them back to the finals as the number one option, I think it's really hard to say he's not a number one option. You have a problem. Bob in Needham. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Michael, it's lunacy what Matt is saying. So you just said Kyrie can't be your first option. Curry is their first option at this point, and he's got them back to the finals again. And as Michael said, it's not for the first time without Kevin Durant. He doesn't need, apparently he doesn't need him. They're going to probably win it again without him. And by the way,
what was that word you said? They're going to what? Win it without him?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah,
oh, probably. All right. So they haven't won it yet without him.
We'll see. Well, no. Michael,
that's right. We'll see.
It without him.
No, you got it right. We'll
Kyrie
see.
Why do you keep overrating Kyrie Irving? I don't think he's as good as you guys think he is.
He's not as good as Curry.
No, not even close. But Michael is dead right. You
Thank
can
you
win one with just Curry and Klay Thompson, the supporting cast. That's plenty to win it. He is a number one player. Isaiah Thomas, who was 6'1", he was the star of that team in Detroit that won back-to-back. So there's no doubt.
Okay, so I mean, now you're going back in time. I'm generally in favor of if your point guard's your best player, that's not the model. So,
correct.
But
you think Curry's an exception.
But, well, when they actually win it, as him as being the number one, then I just have to defer to the facts. At some point, this is why we're taking you to take rehab. Because ultimately, the facts present themselves, and you have to say, okay, well, that's the fact. And so that's where I am. I was with you. If your point guard's your best player, you're something, you know, that's not good enough. But apparently it is with Steph Curry because it's happening in front of my face.
So you don't think that that's a significant detail, though, that Kyrie got hurt in that series?
Not really, because, I mean,
it's countered with Draymond Green getting suspended.
It's a factor, but
no, Draymond Green came back.
But
the next year, he came back.
I don't put asterisks next to championships. I don't. The championship is the championship. That's not winning a game or a round or something or having a good month. When you win a championship, there are no asterisks. You are the best. And it proves the point. And that's just because when my team wins a championship, I don't want to hear any chirping. And so when someone else wins it, you just got to give it to them. And that's the fact. But it's not just a championship. They set an NBA record for wins and then went to the fourth quarter of game 7. To me, you don't have to win.
Lost.
But Maz, you don't have to win it every year to prove that it's championship medal. You know, just because you're championship caliber doesn't mean you win it every year.
Okay, but in that league, it's all about winning the finals. I'm sorry, it is. Because there's only a handful of teams that can ever win it every year. And you get to the finals, and usually that's where you encounter the real opposition. It's either in the finals or in the conference finals. And sometimes it's not even there. Like Portland, for crying out. All of a sudden, now Portland's this great team.
Okay, so then
Portland's a nice little story, but they weren't going to get to the finals.
Then I'm taking away 81 and 86 from the Celtics. Thanks. Perfect. I'd love to.
Why? They won multiples.
Rockets. The Rockets.
Okay, but they won three times.
Two of your three times were against the Rockets. I'm going to put the asterisk up there on that banner. Like I do the first 10 when you're playing against 6'4" centers named Dolph with knee pads and belts in the 8-team NBA. Congratulations, you beat the Fort Wayne Wings in 1957. That's great. And two of your three championships in the 80s were against the Rockets. Asterisk. Don't count. I don't know if you can build around Bird. I don't know. That was against the Rockets.
See, now who needs the intervention, Murray?
Mike and Lowell. Hi, Mike. Go ahead. Help us out.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm just playing your game.
Kind of brought it up a little bit, but the series that Kyrie was out was not the same series that Draymond was out. It was the year after. Draymond was on his way to winning the MVP if he didn't miss game 6 and they lose. So I think it kind of...
No, I don't think you're right. Draymond was suspended when he put his junk in LeBron's face, or the other way around, right? Wasn't that?
Yeah, he kicked someone in the Grogan.
That was the second year.
That was the next year.
Yeah, it was the next year.
That was the 73 win year.
So the year, who put whose junk in whose face? I can't remember.
Draymond kicked someone, didn't he?
Yeah, LeBron.
Was it LeBron he kicked him in the nuts?
Yeah.
And then LeBron stepped over him?
Yeah, if I recall correctly.
Is that when Green was suspended, or was he suspended the next year?
No, he was suspended the year they lost.
The year that the
73 win year was the year Draymond Green was suspended when Kyrie was healthy and they blew the series.
So that's what Murray's saying. Murray's point applies.
Was he back for game 7 at home?
Yeah.
And they lost.
But still, it completely altered the series. You remember that, Maz. If that didn't happen, Golden State wins that series. They were going to.
Murray, what altered the series, again, and it blows me away how people forget this, Kyrie started scoring. That's what altered the series.
No, what altered the series is that LeBron, that moment when, I can't remember who junked who. But
Draymond Green kicked someone in the nuts.
Yeah, and that's
LeBron, I guess. I don't remember.
And then it was 3-1, and that was sort of a seminal moment where LeBron woke up. That's what happened in that series.
Okay, I'm going to look up Kyrie Irving's game logs from that year, because I think you guys don't remember.
No, I'm sure they're good. And I'll look up Harden's numbers, too. and ask you how you feel about those. Here's Murray's update. We have the latest on Kyrie Irving coming up right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now, I know Lakers fans are watching very closely. The whole NBA was watching very closely. But really, who Magic was speaking to and was listening were those free agents. Guess who watches First Take all the time? Kyrie Irving. Guess who's all over social media? Saw all these clips. You can bet Kevin Durant saw it. And so this is a huge factor for whether free agents evaluate the Lakers franchise. But I do think it was important that LeBron came today. Sage, I can't remember LeBron ever coming to another out-of-season press conference. He is showing his support, but there's no doubt that his confidence has got to be a little bit shaken. He wants it to work. He's going to back Jeannie Buss. He's going to back Frank Vogel. But obviously, this is a tough situation that they're going to have to work their way out of. But over the last few months, there has no doubt been a thawing between Kyrie and LeBron. And Kyrie has become to be more open to joining the Lakers and has done some research on the organization. That said, with Magic leaving, that was a guy that he felt the connection to. And with great opportunities in Brooklyn and in New York, plus Boston trying to keep him, I think the Lakers are lower on his list, but they're on his list. And that gives them a fighting chance. Boston has got to still be worried about the Lakers and the Kyrie pursuit.
All right, there's the last on Kyrie, courtesy of Brian Windhorst. It's hard to take it seriously when it's Windhorst. He just feels like, you know,
he's LeBron's portly PR man.
Thank you.
Totally right. Okay.
PPR. You know, especially, you know, and he says that Kyrie is more open to join the Lakers than ever and has been investigating the organization. Well, that second part doesn't bode well for the Lakers.
No, what a mess they are. That thing's a joke.
Yeah, the Lakers are best viewed by from 10,000 feet. Purple and gold, 16 banners, real banners, unlike yours. 16 real banners. L.A., Hollywood, the movies. And, you know, that's how it's best viewed. The closer you look, ugh.
Oh, what a mess. No, they're a disaster on the inside. And it's as bad as I can. You know, again, they introduced a new coach yesterday. They introduced a new coach, and the questions were about Magic ripping the GM.
Yeah, they were all to the GM because of Magic on freaking First Take.
Meanwhile, LeBron is in the building, didn't go shake the new GM's hand, and wouldn't comment on it. the new coach's hand, not the new GM. I said the new GM.
Yeah.
So LeBron wouldn't go talk to the new coach and wouldn't answer questions about it. I mean, what's going on there?
Thanks for your support.
Holy mackerel, what a mess. I wouldn't go anywhere near that organization if I were a player right now. I wouldn't, because the other thing is, you know, I don't know, I'm probably not alone on this. LeBron's on the decline, I think. I mean, he missed some of the year with an injury. Like, he's got a lot of miles on him. I think we've seen the best of LeBron. I don't think we're going to see that anymore. So I would have serious concerns about playing there if I were a player. Is that another?
I was going to just, can he be a number one on a championship team?
Sure.
But I think that he did.
I just don't know how much longer.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
No.
Question mark?
Well, no.
Yeah,
that's,
seriously,
that's a
given. You guys have a problem. Okay. Now, both of you. You did it too, Murray. Sure. Question mark.
But I don't know how much longer. Like, that's my concern.
Well, that's fair. Right now, is he a number one on a championship team?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. Is that?
Yes, it's emphatic, Mike. It's a yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. I just want to make sure it's emphatic.
But if I were building
a team, I agree
with
what he was saying in terms of he's showing his mileage.
Well,
there's no doubt about
that. Tell me he's going to be this in 5 years. No, the next 2 to 3 years?
I'll give you two.
Yeah, three might be pushing it.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it's that bad?
I do. I think it's bad. Again, he missed time in the middle of the year. And I think there's also a backlash to this whole LeBron throwing his weight around thing, which is people looking at it going, this thing's running its course, man. Like, you know, he is alienating people all over the place. And I think that I think some people have serious reservations now about entering that type of environment.
You mean superstars. You mean players?
Yeah, players. Yeah. Again, I can't, you know, I mean, I don't know. But if Kyrie were to go back to LeBron with his tail between his legs, I would lose all respect for him as a human being.
I'd be better than going to New York with Durant. for him, I think.
Oh, I disagree.
Higher degree of difficulty going on taking on the Warriors with an aged LeBron. That's a tougher that'll be a tougher road for him than going to New York with Durant.
So again, you're looking at it purely from a basketball standpoint.
Correct. Yep.
I'm looking at it from a self-respect standpoint. Like, if you go play with Durant, I get it. LeBron, after all your bitching in Cleveland and forcing your way out of there, and you don't want to be with LeBron, and then you come to Boston and it blows up and you run back to daddy, oh, as a human being, total respect I would lose. Complete, gone. Basketball standpoint, I hear what you're saying. But if he runs back to Bron, oh my God, will he look like a loser.
Do you think he's seriously considering it?
No.
I mean, me neither. And I think, you know,
I think LeBron's desperate. I think this is a sign that he's desperate.
Me too.
That you got all this stuff pumping out there because LeBron knows it's the lying season and he's got to make it look like he's getting somebody because he knows he's got a problem.
Okay, we continue with your calls. Mike in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was just, first of all, Tony, I'm not mad. I'm just very disappointed.
Thank you.
Just how I feel about it.
Join the list.
And what I'd say is, what do you think would happen if you would put Kyrie on the Warriors this year and we take Curry? I think we would have won the championship. I'll let you guys talk.
Nice. Yeah. If you had Steph Curry,
I actually thought about this on the way in today. Across my mind.
Well, let's get. What did you work out in your head?
If Durant's playing up to now.
Yeah.
Golden State's in exactly the same spot they are right now. They're in exactly the same spot they are right
so
now.
So no Steph
Where
Curry,
are the Celtics though.
No Steph Curry, but Durant.
Correct.
That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, yeah. Kyrie instead of Curry. You swap Kyrie and Curry.
Yeah.
Kyrie goes out there. Curry comes here.
Yeah.
Golden State's in exactly the same spot.
Okay, where are you? That wasn't the question. Where are you?
I think the Celtics would ultimately lose in the Eastern Conference Finals or the semis.
What? Well, this is what they did.
Okay, would have gone longer than five games.
So you said that Steph Curry wouldn't have made a difference?
No, they'd have put up a better fight, but they would have lost.
I don't agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't agree with you.
They
I think the Celtics
put up a better fight, but they would have lost.
If the Celtics were a functional basketball team, they're better than the Bucks. They're better than the Raptors. They're better than these teams. They have more talent. They have deeper talent. They have more shooting. They have as good a coaching as anyone. They should be in the NBA Finals, but they fell apart because they were a hot mess, largely because of Kyrie.
Okay, so again, but it's not a Kyrie basketball issue. I mean,
fine.
It was the chemistry. They'd had better chemistry with Curry. No two ways about it.
So I've never argued that point. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I've never argued that point.
Chemistry, character, that whole thing is what got in the way.
Would Golden State be any worse?
I don't think they'd be as good, but they'd still be in the finals.
Okay. So, again, because they have Durant.
No, but I mean, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The field's also, there's a gap there.
Yeah. So we are acknowledging that the field, there is a gap.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page.
Yeah, but that gap exists, whether Curry's the one or whatever. I mean, to say that you can't build around Curry as a number one is, I think, silly when they've won one, went to another, and about to go to a second.
Okay,
a third, I should say.
Let's see if they actually win one again without Durant.
Dylan in Abington. Hi, Dylan.
Yeah, Mass, I want to talk to you about your terrible Curry take. So, I will play around with your argument with how Love and Kyrie was out. But you said that wasn't a reliable thing there. But what about Durant? Do you think he's a number one?
Yes.
Wait, why?
Because he can affect the game at both ends of the floor.
Yeah, no,
but like when has he proved it?
Yeah,
so now you're talking about the player's play.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm talking about his ability.
That's when has he proven it? When has Durant proven it?
I think in the last two finals, he's been the best player on the floor.
Surrounded by this super team. Okay. Surrounded by the best team already.
Okay. So that's fair.
I mean, when it was his team in OKC, he wasn't enough. And he was surrounded by a really good team.
I don't think Russell Westbrook's as good as you do. That's my opinion on
Steven
that.
Adams.
Did he have Harden that first year when they went to the finals? Did they have Harden?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you mean? What do you want?
But Harden was coming off the bench.
Yeah,
Harden. He wasn't what Harden is now.
Yeah, Harden I understand. A second-year player than
you're
a first-year
biased.
Player?
Hard to say that wasn't a good team, though.
No, it was a good team.
Biased because he's 6'9".
6'10".
So, you know, that's the answer. That's the real reason.
Yeah. Yeah, he can affect the game at both ends of the floor. So, again, like you say, what has he done to prove it? You had to pick one guy, same age, same contract, to build the team around Durant or Curry, who are you picking?
You know what? I'm going to pick Curry because he's at least proven it. He's at least won it as the number one as opposed to Durant.
Again, against a team that had one player.
Yeah, I just, those banners, you know, the championship gets in the way of that.
So then you'd pick Nowitzki over Durant, too.
Except for the Celtics banners, which were fake. Peter, those banners are fake. You understand the first 10 were an eight-team league against white guys, 6'4". That's who Russell was going against. You understand that, don't you, Peter? And then two of the last three were against the Houston Rockets. I don't count those either.
No, I disagree, sir.
State your case.
You're telling me that people like Will Chamberlain, Nate Thurman, Oscar Robinson were white guys?
No, but there were a bunch of guys named Dolph as well. They had buzz cuts and belts.
So in other words, you're saying that due to the fact that the Celtics won it during that time period, they're all fake flags.
Fake. Asterisk. Yep, I want to put an asterisk up there.
I just agree with you, sir. 110%.
Okay, Peter, thank you for the call. You also, the Red Sox in 1967 lost, and the Orioles, the greatest overrated play in Boston sports history.
He disagrees with 110%.
You beat Fort Wayne in 1957. Congratulations.
You're going to be able to sleep tonight?
Or the Tri-City Riverhawks. I mean, if you want to play this game, and I don't, but if Maz wants to take a championship away from Steph Curry because Kyrie Irving was hurt.
Wait a minute. I'm not taking the championship away from Curry. You just said, is he a number one that you can build around? I said no.
But you are. I mean, so you're diminishing that championship. Okay, so saying that it's not really proof that he can be a number one on a championship team because that was a fake championship. I mean, that's really what you're saying.
I'm diminishing it a little bit.
So if then I'm going to go, then the two of the three from the Celtics in the 80s were against the Houston Rockets. God, I wish the Bucks could have played the Rockets in those years. Huh. Seems like we didn't get that benefit. I think we might have had a banner or two. And I wish the Bucks were around in 1957 against the Tri-City Riverhawks. I think we would have had a good run there, too. And if our GM figured out how to fleece somebody with some Icecapades tickets or something, isn't that how they got Russell in the first place?
I think that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved that, too. So I'm going to take away those banners as well.
I took 10 away from the Lakers.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Why?
You're not going to offend me by taking any away from the Celtics.
That was the Lakers at least won them when the NBA was a real league.
The Magic, the Pacers, the Sixers, the Nets. You won championships against those teams?
Oh, my God. The Magic compared. Oh, let me pull up the NBA in 1957-58. Let's see.
Yeah,
what
you won five of those.
Like.
I took those out too.
Oh my God. Okay, good.
So that's
good.
10.
I like this game. This takeaway championships.
No, that's good.
This is fun.
Can we get to baseball?
Long commercial free segment is next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Mass. You know Aaron.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Turning to throw it in. Near side of the basket to our right. Throws to the corner. There's Lillard. He'll fade. He'll fire. It's up and no good. It's no good. And for the first time in over 50 years, the NBA will see a team go to the finals for five straight seasons. Final score, Golden State 119, Portland 117. The Warriors win in overtime and sweep the Western Conference Finals 4-0.
Huh. First team in 50 years. So we're back in the dead ball era when the Celtics were winning? Your first championship was 1959. Know who you beat out in the division to win your division? The Syracuse Nationals.
That was Dolph Shays, if I'm not mistaken.
In the other division, you had the St. Louis Hawks, the Detroit Pistons, who had just moved from Fort Wayne, the Fort Wayne Pistons, and the Cincinnati Royals, who had just moved from Rochester.
They were Oscar Robertson.
The Rochester Royals. Eight-team league. That's the last time a team went to five straight. And I think you went to 10 straight, actually.
They won 10 out of 11. I know that. Eight in a row, 10 out of 11.
So I think you went to 10 straight finals in that era. And so I always, you know, I know the league's always been top heavy, but this is ridiculous. And the Warriors winning like that is not good for basketball. And this is why I'm looking forward to the new NBA. I'm looking forward to the Warriors without Durant on another team. I'm looking forward these guys to be spread out a little bit. You know, I've told you, if Durant leaves Golden State, well, maybe Golden State's proving the gap is still big between them and everybody else out west. But I would like to think there's going to be more balance. If Durant is somewhere else, Houston's still there. I hope LeBron gets someone just again for competitive balance.
Sure.
Another team to look at. And now you have out West, you have, and OKC should be better than they are. Now you need to explain to me why they're not.
It's Westbrook.
The top contender. But if you spread out that talent, now you're looking at the Lakers, if they get someone else, the Rockets, the Warriors, and OKC sort of on a closer plane. And if it's Durant and Kyrie with the Knicks, and Kawhi stays in Toronto, and Boston, even if they just stay where they are. I mean, I think you're looking at Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston, the Knicks, Philly somewhere in there as a competitive, you know, you're just looking at a more competitive field.
No question. Like, sometimes I half wonder whether in that league they should limit the number of max players you can have to two. You know, something like that. Because, again, otherwise it just it makes the whole thing pointless. We all knew.
Well, let's see. I mean, maybe the players will take care of competitive balance just on their own.
I doubt it.
On this own little game of musical chairs that they spread out just enough.
So I hope you're right, but I doubt it.
To give us, you know, not two teams, but, you know, can I get five? You know, you go into every NBA season and there's like two or three teams and that's it. That's it. Two or three. It's just not enough. Can you give me five or six? And just, I think it'd be such a better league.
I mean, to me, you should be able to get to the final, you know, eight and basically not know who's going to win.
Yeah, so eight is a little strong, I think, for any league. But again, six?
So I would even say, I'll tell you what, in basketball, I would take conference
four.
Finals.
Yeah, four.
Like, was there any doubt about Golden State and Portland?
None, zero.
I mean, it was a runaway train. They smoked
zero,
them.
0.0.
They smoked them. Like, and there was never any real doubt about it. Like, nobody would have bet Portland in that series. Nobody in a million years. And so now the East is a little different, although after the first couple of games, I started to doubt whether Toronto could hang in there, and I still do.
I mean, and the problem is, you know, you could have predicted that 2 months ago. You know, I mean, you could say hockey every once in a while. The Bruins just had a mismatch conference final that wasn't competitive. But if what were the odds of Bruins Hurricanes when you started the playoffs? Who had that? Nobody.
Right.
Zero.
And this could just as easily be Toronto in the cup as the Bruins.
So, I mean, it's the predictability of the NBA going back months before the year started.
Because in that league, it really is. It's about the talent. And when they want to play, you can't stop it. That's the problem.
They need to spread it out a little bit. Here is Bill in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Felga, I got one question, and then please leave me on the phone. I just want to be quick about this.
Okay.
You got to... This show has to be set up today for this question about Maz. Was this like going into the show, Maz is going to make a crazy statement and then we're going to have the people call in?
No.
Just answer me that.
No.
He said it yesterday and overnight, Murray and I came up with the idea of staging an intervention. So he said it yesterday.
Because I got to be honest with you. It's the most craziest comment I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, he needs help. Yeah, this is why we're doing it.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm not even mad. I'm dead serious. He does need help. Listen, not only does he need help, I don't want to go into other sports, but I called it a number of times about some of these things that he, outrageous remarks that he makes. And I think the show is set up. I said they're making us call in because
Billy, the show's not set up.
Outrageous.
No, it's not set up. I'm telling you the truth. I have my doubts about Steph Curry being a true number one on a championship team. Yes, I don't think he is. I'm not making that up. And if you think that makes me some sort of lunatic, wait till I start taking championships away from the Red Sox.
Would 13 be the first to go, man?
First one out the door.
People have reminded me, I forgot about it, that the Lakers won 4 or 5 in Minneapolis in the 40s and 50s or whatever. So I'll take those off the board. No problem. If your championship comes against the Tri-City Riverhawks, that's a fake title.
I lost to them in the finals 1 year.
Did the Lakers lose to the Tri-City Riverhawks?
No, but it sounded good.
That's where the Hawks were the Milwaukee Hawks, then they became the Atlanta Hawks. They started out in freaking the Tri-Cities, which I don't even remember what it is, and I'm from the area. It's like Des Moines, it's like the Tri-Cities in the middle of assy Midwest.
Yeah, I could look that up, but I don't really feel like it. That part of the country just barely exists.
It barely exists.
Lakers' first championship was against the Washington Capitals.
What are those? I'm sorry, it was the Quad City Riverhawks. The Quad City Riverhawks?
Yeah, they since merged two of those cities. And no, it became Tri-City.
No. At that time, it was the Tri-City. There was the Tri-City Blackhawks.
Mike, what's the Anderson Packers?
Never heard of. Was that the former Green Bay Packers?
No, that's a team that the Lakers beat in the semifinals to then beat the Syracuse Nationals to win their second title.
Fake title. Fake titles. Okay, so if you want to play this game, we can play this game. I happen to think once the banner's up there and it's legit. But if if Maz is going to take away the banner from Steph Curry...
I didn't take it away.
You are.
I'm not taking it away.
You basically are.
I'm just telling you, it's a little bit of a fake title.
Okay, then I'm going to start calling out some fake titles.
What's an Indianapolis Olympian?
Well, you tell me.
Apparently a team that the Lakers beat in the division semifinals.
Fake win? Put an asterisk. Take that banner down. No problem. Let's start taking banners down. If anyone needs it, it's the Celtics, believe me. They got too much stuff up there.
I mean, I know we're jumping all over the place here. If you can name the four cities in the Quad Cities, I'll give you a $10 bill right now.
Des Moines?
Wrong. Done. You're out.
What are they?
Davenport and Bettendorf in southeastern Iowa. Rock Island and Moline in East Moline. Oh,
that's Illinois, isn't it?
In northwestern Illinois. That's five cities. I don't know. You got
fake title. We continue with your calls. There was breaking Patriots news today. You'll get it right here in the update. 90 seconds, no spots, and right back to your phones. We get to the Bruins next hour as well, so don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.